With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Pella Christian boys basketball senior Dane Geedings following the Eagles' 84-46 win over Wilton. Dane, you came up right after we went to commercial break there, and you said, boy, we needed that one, and you're coming off those losses to Norwalk and Des Moines Christian. How big is this win for you guys as a group?
This win, I mean, this is kind of where I think we can almost turn it around right now, because we're coming off two pretty pathetic games, in my opinion, and I think Coach would agree with me on that one. We really struggled to just compete, and so to be able to come out here and work really hard as a team, and we passed the ball so incredibly well. I mean, Caleb and Tyson, and like the whole team, it was beautiful, and that's exactly what we need going into Christmas. Next week we got Newton, that'll be a good game, but man, this is exactly what I thought we needed today.
Well, and you talk about just the need for this. I think the one thing that stood out to me was kind of the defensive turnaround and even half number two. And not that the defense was really on the wrong side of things in the first half, but, you know, 24 points in the first half, you only give up 22. Just from a defensive side of things, what did you guys work on to try to change that mentality defensively after giving up 75 to Des Moines Christian Monday night?
We definitely worked on a lot of defense, and it was much needed. We really just kind of, it was an almost an effort thing for us. Like, we talked about the right things, but we weren't doing the right things. And at practice this week, we really got after it. We really worked hard on, like I said, that effort of just always being in the right spot and talking to each other, letting everyone know where we're at. And, yeah, I mean, to be able to only put up, I don't know, 46, I think. They scored 46.
Yep.
That's really what we needed after getting, like, 77 or something scored on us. We really turn that around. That's what we need to do the whole season. We need to keep that going.
And on the flip side of that, you guys, you know, offensively, you're coming off of a performance in which you only scored 55 against Des Moines Christian. And today you put up almost 50 in just the second half alone. You were up 38-24 at halftime. You finished with 84 points there and nearly put up 50 in the second half. Offensively, I know you kind of talk about the ball movement, but what was it you feel like offensively that was kind of the change from Monday to today that allowed you guys to find that success offensively?
Well, first off, I want to thank my parents, because my parents are my biggest supporters, and like even my grandparents are always here, and I really appreciate them, and they've kept my confidence high over these last few days, because it's been a struggle. I haven't been a great shooter the last couple of years, and like today I kind of found it, and I give a lot of credit to them because they've helped me a lot. As a team, coming from Monday into today, like I said, that passing, I really want to look at our assist numbers, because the ball just snapped around, no one was being selfish. And we kind of talked about that Monday night. We felt like we were playing for ourselves, and that's not how we want to play basketball. We want to give over get. That's our motto for this year. And I really felt like tonight, or this afternoon, we did a really good job of just keeping the ball moving, and that opens up so many more things for us. Like, that's the key to our – we changed some stuff on offense, and, yeah, that was really good for us. But, man, when you just keep that ball snapping around, good things happen for us.
And we're talking to Pella Christian boys basketball senior Dane Geedings following a 20-point performance in an 84-46 win over Wilton on this Saturday afternoon. And one thing I wanted to touch on was you got some guys back in the lineup. Caden Croyd returned from an injury. Cooper Sprunk getting his first minutes of the game. He gives you 11 off the bench in the second half. And, you know, this team just, it was already a pretty deep team. You ran about 9 deep. Now you got 10 guys that you can reliably throw out there on the court, and probably even more than that. But just seeing that depth, how big is that for this team, just knowing that no one guy has to do it all, like you're talking about with that mindset that you maybe were playing with a little bit Monday night, and seeing that shift here today?
I mean, it's huge for us. Like we said, we want to give more effort on the defensive end. We might get a little bit more tired. But, man, Cooper Sprunk, Caden Croyd, I mean, Gilbert, Ethan, Trey, every one of the guys on our team makes everyone so much better, and that is so special for us. And, like, I was so happy Gilbert scored. I really wanted him to score. That made me really happy. But, like, Cooper played really good. Caden gave us good minutes tonight. Can't wait to watch him get back to full health. He'll be really good for us. But, like, that's that aspect of I trust every single one of the guys on our bench. Like, it doesn't matter who's coming in. I trust them, and that is huge for us.
That is huge. And as you guys get ready to play Newton this week, Newton's a team that I'm sure you guys have circled and let one or two of those get away last year against the Cardinals, and I know you don't want that to happen, and you get to return for the first conference home game, today being the first game you got to play on Eagle Lane. you know, welcoming them into your gym. How do you guys start off on the right foot in against Newton here in the first of two matchups against the Cardinals?
I think we're going back to effort again. I think it's all going to be the effort on the defensive end. What can we do defensively to disrupt them and then turn that into offense? And if we can do that, I think we'll have a good night.
That'll be good. I got to ask, too, because I just alluded to it. First game back in front of the home crowd after six contests on the road. How good was that to play in front of the home fans?
I mean, I love playing on the road sometimes, but five games, I was dying to get back here, and this is where we practice. This feels like my second home almost, and feels really good to be able to play in front of a great crowd.
And we're talking to Pella Christian Senior Boys basketball player Dane Geedings, and you don't have to sit on a bus ride, too. I'm sure that is nice to be able to just show up.
Yep, absolutely.
Dane, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a big bounce-back win here against Wilton and a great performance today of 20 points, earning you our Hormel Foods Radio Key Player of the Game, co-player of the game today, and appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Dane Geedings of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team.